I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Protests against strict anti-virus measures in China spread to Hong Kong on Monday, with crowds gathering at the Chinese University of Hong Kong and Central District to pay tribute to the victims of a fire in northwest China. There were references to Shanghai, where earlier protests took place as a tribute to the victims of the fire. Rare street protests erupted in against China's strict zero COVID policy over the weekend. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston has more.
Extraordinary scenes of protest in China over the weekend. A display of unprecedented civil disobedience since leader Xi Jinping assumed power a decade ago. The catalyst for demonstrations was an apartment fire in China's Xinjiang region that killed 10 people. Many speculated that COVID curbs had hindered rescue, which city officials denied. China's strict COVID policy has become a lightning rod for frustration, although it has kept the country's death toll much lower than many other countries.
An Iranian general has acknowledged that more than 300 people have been killed in the unrest surrounding nationwide protest. It was the first official word on casualties in 2 months. That estimate is considerably lower than the toll reported by human rights activists in Iran, a U.S.-based group that has closely been tracking the protests since they erupted in mid-September. The activist group says 451 protesters and 60 security forces have been killed since the start of the unrest, and that more than 18,000 people have been detained. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Somali police announced the country's security forces ended a more than 20-hour-long al-Shabaab siege on a popular hotel in the capital, Mogadishu. Mohamed Dysene reports for VOA.
Somali Federal Police spokesman Sadiq Adan Ali Dodishe said security forces killed 5 of the 6 attackers, while one of them blew himself up. He says the Khawarij killed 8 civilians who were at the hotel, and the security forces have rescued 60 civilians, and there were no injuries among the civilians. It is the second deadly siege in Somali capital in less than 3 months. Mohamed Daisane for VOA News, Mogadishu.
The Central African Republic threatened Monday to retaliate after an aircraft flew in from a neighboring country in the middle of the night and bombed CAR troops and their Russian paramilitary allies. The government said the plane targeted a military base and quote-unquote dropped explosives on a town in the north, but caused only material damage. The aircraft flew back out of CAR after the raid before 3 in the morning, the government said in the statement. Chad lies north of the town, which was in rebel hands until recently, and relations with the CAR have been tense recently. Haiti's ambassador to the United States on Monday called on the international community to send a strike force to Haiti to confront gangs, even though police have ended a blockade of fuel at a fuel terminal that caused a humanitarian crisis. The UN Security Council in October discussed sending troops to confront gangs, but those proposals have received little attention since police took back control of the terminal in November. Most countries have appeared skeptical of sending troops to Haiti. The World Cup is putting a strain on camels in Qatar, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
More than a million fans are in the country to watch soccer's big event. There's a lot to do. Take pictures with falcons, wander through the alleyways of traditional markets, and ride on a camel's back. Ali Jabir Al-Ali is a camel herder. He says, now we have 60 camels, and even with 60, we can't catch up. We can't handle it. It's been busy and crowded. Before the World Cup, Al-Ali might fetch about 20 camel rides a day. It's been 500 rides in the morning, followed by another 500 in the evening. I'm Ed Donahue.
Find more on these stories on our website and the podcast Flashpoint Iran and Flashpoint Ukraine at voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.